Shirehampton. We have walked down to the lamps, to a border we think we understand, the bounds of water, the shape of the land. The lowest, safest place to cross, this is how it began. We have left 30s terraces, cream render, pebble dash, Victorian bays, a squat row of 60s shops. The portway, its blue metal bridge, landing us seasick near the station. We have walked down to the lamps, stand with our backs to the playground, where teenagers have carved their names on the swing frame, in the paint of picnic tables, to squint at ancient lines, time crystallised in strata of limestone, the sun-struck slip of water between us and Pill. The moments flash and dim, we enfold them. This gorge, this bottleneck bend, will surface in us when we least expect them. We feel we could hop step from Gloucestershire to Somerset, but only our eyes leap to the mock Tudor pub, the stacked kayaks of the rowing club. I cannot remember the last time we paused this long, our visions drifting over the valley. Ferrymen cutting a line across the Avon, filling the gap in the ancient Ridgeway. Pilots hailing tall ships, boarding, claiming the right, while a Western man and apprentice boy steer, guide with their skiff. The horses roped to slave ships, dragging misery. War horses stilled and steaming, the air hot with stalled energy, ringing with the blacksmith's hammer. We are tinier than we have ever been, shrunk by sweeps of time. But when you sigh, histories scatter, quick as the wind tremoring marum grass. When you sigh, we are vast, hot-blooded, warm-muscled, looming over the past. We could snatch up these boats, the powder store still jutting stark from the rocks. We could scoop these sandbanks, let them drizzle through our hands. The breeze bustles dark shrubs along the terrace of the pub. The field flickers against our ankles. Our breaths skim everything. We turn to leave, knowing we will never leave. Knowing it is in us now, already changing us. The river flinging light from its surface, banked with black rocks, wet sand. An easterly swooping low to tilt, flick the sails of small boats aslant.